Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we taught that we should take as much or more pride in our Lord as we have in our own spouse. Follow along as we continue with that thought today. Second Timothy 2:15, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Look, you don't have to be ashamed of the gospel, he tells us there in Romans 1:16. You don't have to be ashamed about suffering for his name, being mocked, being criticized, being lied about, and everything else. Don't be ashamed of that. And don't be ashamed of studying the word of God and living your life by the word of God, studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Stand on the word of God. Stand up for Jesus. And you see, when you do that, you'll find that he is so satisfying. He meets the need of your heart. Oh, what a great God that we have. Isn't he a great God? Well, let's move on there. I kind of got carried away here. Now, this is not a good illustration, but I first asked the lady who had become my wife for a date. Now, let me tell you this. I asked her because I thought she was the prettiest thing in the world. I thought she was the prettiest thing I ever saw. And I asked her for a date because I would be proud to be seen with her. And it was because I thought she was pretty. Now, when I met her that first day, I met her in church, by the way. I didn't go back to my dormitory and say, hey, guys, you should have seen this girl I met tonight. What a great personality. I didn't say, boy, you should have checked out the shoes she had. Oh, man, they were beautiful shoes. Oh, man, that best pair of shoes. Oh, I tell you, they were just absolutely stunning. No. No, I thought she was pretty, and that's why I asked her out for a date. But guess what? Been married to her now for 47 years. And I'm still proud to be seen with her. And I think even more so now than then. I really love being able to introduce her as my wife. And that's the kind of joy and pride of love that we should have in the name of Jesus Christ and introducing him to a lost and dying world. Only it should be a greater joy. The joy is not only the blessings of God, it is the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. Don't go through the motions only, this side of heaven. The dearest person to my heart, this side of heaven, is my wife. But the dearest person of all should be always the Lord Jesus Christ. It's kind of funny, but some people said some things about my wife one time, and they're just out and out wrong. It's false accusation and all that, talking about how she mistreated somebody. And I was a little upset, told a few people about it. I shouldn't have, but I told a few people about it. And their response was always the same. Janice? Janice? And they knew that so much her testimony was, that's not her. That they understood right off the bat, that is a false accusation. And I should have picked up on that, but my love for my wife, just like our love we should have for Jesus Christ, let's stand by that name when someone tries to attack. My friend, if someone is worthy of your love, you should especially have to be second only to the Lord Jesus Christ. I should be happy to be second only to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Adam and Eve, we think of them. We have, you might say, we have attained unto what God wants when we serve God and give each other the support in that work in order to please Him. See, Adam and Eve were placed in a garden. She is called what? A helpmeet. That word helpmeet means simply to help meet a goal. And so that's what she was to do, help him meet the goal that God had for them. You know, for God ever gave man a wife, for God ever established a home, he established a ministry. He gave Adam a job in the garden, then he gave him a helpmeet to meet the goal. Attending the garden. But Eve becomes Adam's object of affection and vice versa. But for both, the Lord is the object above even that affection. You see, it's very gratifying when Romans 8:35 through 39 is a reality and not just a beautiful written statement, you might say in the scripture, where it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And those things may come, for judgment begins at the house of God. So it goes on to say, it says in verse 36 of Romans 8, for as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. My friend, are you persuaded? He says, I am persuaded. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now again, that brings me to ask you, is that the most important thing in your life? Look, Israel suffered so many times, and God's love is shown how He restored even what the locusts have eaten. Oh, what a blessing. He says, I will restore unto you, in verse 25, the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, and the great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. That's God's blessing. But notice the responsibility that we have. And praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. It is wonderful, because He didn't deserve. You know, the great things that God does for us, we don't deserve. He's dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Why, He's preparing a place. He's going to do something great. To my friend, what a great name that is. The name of Jesus. Is that name great to you? Is it great to you? Yes. He is a wonderful Savior, and He loves you. If persecuted and hated, and called a hater for standing for Christ, remember, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this behalf. You remember when they were being really basically stoned, beat the disciples, they were beaten and they walked out glorifying God. They thought they were worthy to receive this beating. Don't be ashamed of being falsely accused or persecuted. Jesus was, and so were all the apostles. Don't fret and be ashamed that you are the object of gossip by fellow Christians and other busybodies or church people who just simply reject you and your testimony. See, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Have eternity set in your heart. Rest on His promise. And what can we say? Great is your reward in heaven. Oh, do you have confidence? Are you persuaded? Do always that is biblically right and truly holy. Oh, how great God's gift of grace is. Especially in Romans 6:23, for the wages, what we have earned, what we have come to us, the wages of sin is death. I've earned it to go to hell. But the gift, something that's not earned, but paid for by someone else, that gift, the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, because He paid it all. So don't be ashamed of association with Jesus Christ. And secondly, don't be ashamed to draw near to God and seek to gain more knowledge of His person, of His inner being, to know Him personally. You know, if you and I were to spend a year together and it's just us, we went fishing together every day, and maybe we went hunting, and we did a lot of things. We sat down, we read the Bible together, and we discussed the things of life together, and we just did all those things. We get to know each other pretty well inside and out, maybe living in the same house and all that. We get to know one another. More than just acquaintance. More than just the friend that you see at work every day or someone you see at church each week. Perhaps even more than just the best friend that is a neighbor. Oh, no. You get to know the person so much more.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible.